Hi there, welcome to Clan Chat, sponsored by Wellwood Communications, and after a week off, we're back to build up the latest adventures of the Brayhead Clan. I'm Craig Anderson, and Operation Playoffs is well underway as we target the postseason, and to start, we'll ease ourselves back into the swing of things as we look back on the doubleheader with Manchester Storm last week, with John Tripp reflecting on those games. We'll also look ahead to the two huge conference games against Fife Flyers with a man who knows them well, Brendan Brooks, and we'll get the media view from Evening Times newly promoted head of sports, Scott Mullen, who talks about the relationship between the club and the paper and the interaction with the Purple Army. Sadly, no former players in this week's edition, but plenty for you to enjoy as we get stuck into this week's Clan Chat.
Hi, this is Felix Pullen and you're listening to the Clan Chat.
Like the team, we're back home after a weekend away, and it was a two-game doubleheader with Manchester Storm at Silver Blades Ice Rink in Altrincham last week. Ryan Finnerty welcomed his former team with open arms, and the game marked a return to action for Storm's captain Jay Rosehill, coming up against his former team following a six-game ban. The weekend got off to the best possible start as Clan took a 4-3 win from them, with recent signings Robbie Lapine and Felix Poulin both playing crucial roles as the former got the winner and the latter picked up three assists. Matt Stannis put the Storm in front on the power play for the only goal of the first period, but Brayhead hit back 65 seconds later after the first interval to equalise, but Manchester were back in front a couple of minutes later with Scott Pitt, remember him, getting on the score sheet. By the end of the second, Landon Oslanski had regained parity for the Clan on a power play. However, Mike Hammond once again edged the home side in front 19 seconds after the restart, but Clan turned it around through Mikael Gutwald to level before Lapine struck what proved to be the game winner. Both teams met up again for the second part of the doubleheader on Sunday, and it was a different outcome as Storm reacted to some strong words from their coach Finnerty in reaction to Saturday's defeat, and they took the points to share the weekend spoils with a 5-2 victory. Kieran Long's power play goal put Manchester ahead, but Clan were even after the opening 20 minutes as Ryan Pitolny struck and it was one apiece. Poulin turned provider from Pitolny's goal to scorer himself with a go-ahead marker, putting Brayhead 2-1 up, but Manchester took the initiative as Nate Fleming scored the power play goal, followed by Matt Becker as they went 3-2 ahead. Further strikes from Stannis and Pitt secured the points as Clan couldn't complete the four-point weekend they were hoping for. Post-game, I caught up with coach John Tripp and asked him to sum up his reflections from what he saw from his team.
I played well. We lapsed at the end of the second period today for 2 minutes. We allowed two goals with less than 2 minutes left in the period, so that's a big no-no. One was a power play and one was just a turnover, so that's it hurt, but overall the players played really well, played strong. They started the game out well today, building on from yesterday's game, so it's and we've definitely improved over the last little bit since our last game in Dundee, so it's nice to see.
It must be disappointing, of course, not being able to get the full complement of points having done so well last night and getting the victory.
100%.
Of course, Ryan was disappointed in his team on Saturday, judging by his comments last night. How much did you factor in a reaction from them after last night's game?
I'm not even sure what he said, so I have no idea. We're just focusing on ourselves, and I knew that their team didn't play as well as they could have, but we played really well, and we just had to be ready for that from the start of the game, and we did that.
You only got two goals tonight, but you got six goals overall. You were talking about lack of scoring, lack of killer instinct in the past. Were you pleased by what you saw from your forward lines?
Oh, that's a good start. I mean, we had one was an empty netter today, so it was actually a 4-2 game if you want to think about it. But we got to stop the goals from going in as well. But it's nice. It's always nice to see goals.
It certainly is. But how frustrating is it that consistency continues to elude the team? Just when you feel like you're getting somewhere, you suffer a little bit of a setback.
Oh, well, we were consistent this weekend. Just made a couple of errors, mistakes that, it's a game of inches, especially when it's a tight game. It's just going to come down to who makes the mistake and who's going to capitalize on it. So we had our chances as well to score. Power play wasn't that good this weekend. We need more shots, and something we've been hurting all year. But, back to the drive board with that and go from there.
Of course, a final word, the Purple Army headed down there in numbers. They gave you great support this weekend.
Oh, fans did great support. They were loud. I mean, it's always nice having support. And, with numbers, it was much more, it was a better feeling. And to get the win yesterday and have everybody there to watch it, it was good for everybody, good feeling. And today they supported us through the whole game as well. And it's always nice having fans around.
That was John Tripp with his thoughts on last weekend's doubleheader in Manchester. Brayhead are back home this Saturday as Operation Playoffs officially gets underway with a visit of Fife Flyers in the first of two massive Gardner Conference games. Todd Duthiam's side have been great this season and are currently fourth place in the overall Elite League standings, on the periphery of the title race and looking to get themselves higher. They recently embarked on a four-game run of losses but snapped that with a 3-2 win over Nottingham Panthers at home on Sunday, with Ian Young scoring a massive winner late on to take those points. Against Brayhead this season, they've won all matches so far and will look to do the same on Saturday in Glasgow and when the teams head to Fife for the rematch on Sunday. In terms of the conference, the Flyers are leading the way with 24 points on the board after 14 games, four ahead of the Clan on 20 with 16 games played. These games are always great to watch and a fixture I certainly enjoy commentating on, and whenever these two come together, it's always a great contest. Anyway, to help with the build-up, I spoke to the one man who knows Fife Flyers more than most, player assistant coach Brendan Brooks, and perhaps in keeping with the Operation Playoffs mantra, he reckons this one's going to be a war.
Yeah, you know, it's going to be a war. It's always a hard-fought game. They've definitely had our number this year, and we need to find a way to change that heading down the stretch.
Fife have done so well, you know, third place in the league at the moment. Are you impressed by what they've done, looking at it from where you are now?
Yeah, you know, it's always good to see when you know, this side of the conference does well. You know, it's just from hard work, and I think if we work just as hard, I think you know, we could be easily just up there just as much.
Now, as you said, that the games against Fife haven't really gone Brayhead's way this year. Where do you think they can be beaten when you look back at the games before? What areas do you think the Clan can take advantage of them in?
We definitely need to stay out of the box. I think that's been our biggest problem every time we played them, is we've taken a lot of penalties, and their power play has been rolling this year. So I think that's what has let us down in the last few meetings. So, you know, we cut the penalties down. I think, you know, that's a step in the right direction for us.
As you look at it, you were part of Fife's team last year, of course. Where do you feel they've improved across the team?
I just think on hard work. I think, you know, we were a really skilled team that we had in Fife last year. I think I don't know if it was a record, but we had a lot of wins in the other conference. We just struggled in our own conference. So, you know, I think the difference is the hard work, and you know, they've got some skill, you know, up front, and you know, their goalie has been playing really well for them. So, and we had a good goalie last year, but I just think it comes down to hard work. They're all working together as a team, and you know, they're just playing simple hockey, and it's worked for them this year.
As someone who played for them, is the emphasis on winning the conference for a team like Fife, with the greatest of respect, they're doing as well as they are this year, but the conference, is that a priority for them, would you say?
I think so. I think winning everything is always a priority, you know, no matter where you're playing. Good things always come when you're winning, and, you know, they got a good atmosphere in their room right now because they've been winning, and I'm sure the conference, the league, playoffs, everything, they want to win it all. So, you know, no matter what is available to win, I think they'll want to win that.
And how's the hangover from the weekend in Manchester? One win and one defeat over the weekend. Not too bad. I think it's fair to say performance is not too bad as well. Need to keep that momentum going, isn't it? That's what it's all about, keeping that run going.
Yeah, for sure. You know, we had a great game the first night, and I think in the second night, you know, other than, you know, some penalties that weren't in our favor, it was another good game, and we could have won the game. The game could have gone either way. So we just have to, you know, take what we've done well that week and, you know, bring it into this weekend coming up.
And this weekend coming up, Brayhead are at home on Saturday. You go to Fife on Sunday. Let me take you back. You played for Brayhead, obviously, for a season before you went to Fife. Now you're back with Brayhead, going back to Fife as an opposing player. Is it better now than it was in that first season with Brayhead, when, you know, you didn't have the baggage of having played for Fife in between?
No, it's definitely worse now. you know, obviously they give me a hard time, but, you know, it's part of the game. You know, they're very passionate fans, just like our Brayhead fans. The Purple Army here has been great. You know, the support on the road has been amazing this season. But you know, to give the Fife fans credit, if when you're wearing their jersey, they're you're the best in the world. But when you're not, you're the worst player they ever had. So it's definitely the way they roll. And you know, I just you know, grin and bear it.
And of course, we're in that phase of the season now. Operation Playoffs is underway. Two big wins against Fife on Saturday and Sunday. That would certainly help in the cause for the conference, wouldn't it?
Yeah, absolutely. You know, we have to take every game right now as if it's playoff time, and you know, every game is important. You know, we can't afford to, you know, let points get away from us. And if the point is there for our taking, we have to just, you know, bear right down and make sure that we get those points.
Brendan Brooks looking ahead to this weekend's clashes with Fife Flyers. Get your tickets for Phase 1 of Operation Playoffs when the Clan take on the Fife Flyers. It's a 7 o'clock face-off on Saturday, and I must warn you, these games have been sellouts in the past, so please don't leave it too late. You'll get your tickets on brayheadclan.com for the Gardiner Conference clash. We're going on a different route now as we get a media view about Brayhead Clan and how they've been seen in the back pages. The Glasgow Evening Times have been a media partner to the club for a few years now, and you can see regular content on their website about the club throughout the season, including the icebreaker column written by a different player every week. I wanted to know more about the relationship between the paper and the club, so I caught up with Scott Mullen, the newly promoted head of sport at the Times, to not only talk about how both parties benefit, but gauge his thoughts on the Clan's progress this year too. But I started how his own love affair with Brayhead Clan came to be.
It's going back to, it must have been Brayhead's second season, where on a Friday, a Saturday night, a friend of ours who was down to his ice hockey suggested we go along there rather than sit in the pub or dwell over another Motherwell defeat. So we went along, and I'm trying to think, I think it was Brayhead against Coventry, if I remember rightly, and I just took to it straight away. Within about 3 minutes, the woman sitting behind me got hit in the face with a puck, and I thought, I quite like this. And it just seemed to capture it. I mean, if I think back, there was probably about 1,200 people there. You know, certainly nothing compared to what it is now. You know, the top tier was never open. There wasn't that many advertising boards. It was just a lot quieter. It's not the beast that it now is. But you caught a flavour for it. There was something, specifically with Brayhead, there was something special about it, and there was something building that it was only going to get bigger and it was going to get better. And it really snowballed from there. I worked for the paper at that time, but it's not something that I ever thought we would really cover that extensively. Then when I moved over into the Evening Times sports section, it's something that I saw an opportunity there that we were a good platform for Brayhead, not just for the fans that they already have, but to try and attract new ones. And I'd like to think, obviously, the PR from the company, from the club, is excellent, and they do their own work in the community. But I would like to think that the Evening Times has helped contribute towards what Brayhead is today, even in a small way. I'd like to think we've managed to bring in a few more Clan fans over the last couple of years.
You certainly have. But how long did it take for the paper to take the Clan on board? Obviously, there's a lot of coverage in the Evening Times and the Herald, specifically football. The likes of Rangers and Celtic are huge in Glasgow, obviously. You know, so how did you manage to get Brayhead Clan in there, scrape them in, and sort of build from there?
It kind of speaks for itself, Craig. You know, I was into it from a footballing background. I'd never been to an ice hockey game in my life up until that night at Brayhead. I'd never watched an ice hockey game on the telly. Couldn't have even told you how many players were on the ice for each team prior to that. But it hit me really, really quickly. And obviously it grew for about a year or so. And by that point, about a year on, when it was starting to get busier, it was building up a little bit. We'd done the odd feature with Brayhead and the Herald, which was more of an interest, almost like an idiot's guide, if I can put it that way, as to this is what ice hockey is and this is what it is. But it got to the point where I brought a couple of our managers along who really got it instantly. And it kind of snowballed from there. I was involved with the Herald at that point. I then kind of cut across back to the Evening Times for a little while as well. And it just seemed a natural fit. The Evening Times covered Glasgow Tigers Speedway a little bit, covered Glasgow Warriors rugby extensively, and at that point Warriors have extended Scotstoun out, so they have a bigger attendance now, but at that point there wasn't too much between the two of them. And I think round about that time Brayhead and our media had a partnership with the Daily Record, and once that finished, it seemed the only right thing for both parties to get involved and it has been mutually beneficial. I'd like to think that we have, as I've already said, contributed towards the growth within the club, but also, you know, it's worked well for us. It has worked well for us. I mean, we get a lot out of it. We get to do things like Facebook Lives. I mean, last year, for example, we do a football on the Evening Times Facebook page. We do a football show on a Monday lunchtime and a Friday lunchtime every week, and 4 out of the top 5 most viewed sport Facebook Lives last year were Brayhead ones. Which is staggering considering the city we're in, and you have Rangers and Celtic and Partick Thistle and various other clubs as well, but specifically Rangers and Celtic. The only thing that topped it was Pedro Caixinha getting unveiled at Ibrox in his first press conference. That was the only thing on a Facebook Live to get more views. That's including Scotland games, Scotland-England games. You know, it's incredible when you put it into that context. The fans are very good. They're very switched on, very passionate, as I'm sure you know, and anybody who has social media is aware of that. But, you know, it's something that we have tapped into, and I think we could do a lot more with it. But that's something for us all to build on over the next, hopefully not just the next few months, but the next few seasons as well.
Absolutely. I mean, the partnership has really grown between the club and the paper as well. And you'll have seen that as well, interaction with the fans over social media as well. As you say, they're a passionate bunch, but whenever you put anything out, I see a lot of responses to it as well. From your point of view, that must be a great thing.
Absolutely, absolutely. You know, it's. I remember a couple of times we've had Gareth and we've had John in the office as well. And prior to that, we had Ryan as well. And whenever we've put it on Facebook, you look at the comments and there's a couple of people when you do a Facebook Live on the Evening Times page going, who's this? They may be referring to me. Fair chance they probably are. But, you know, as much as you have a couple of those comments, you do have a lot of client fans on there asking questions, sending stuff in, querying as to, you know, or even people saying, oh, this is the two ice hockey guys I was telling you about, and people tagging in it and tagging other people in it. So there is an audience there, and I do feel that has possibly helped Brayhead go more mainstream than what they have done previously. I mean, ice hockey is always really going to be a niche sport in Scotland. But, you know, I think what the growth that we can help with is doing things like that, because if you're reading the sports pages of the Evening Times, or to a lesser extent the Herald, but predominantly Evening Times, you will know who Brayhead, you'll know what Brayhead is, and you'll know what the clan is, and you will have, even if you've never been to an ice hockey game, you will have a moderate understanding of it. But taking it into things like Facebook with Facebook Lives and videos and little wee quirky things that we're talking about doing as well, that is opening up to a new audience that maybe don't look at that and are maybe just kind of passive Evening Times subscribers online, or we do some of the stuff in the news pages of Evening Times, which opens it up to mums, dads, grandparents, aunties, people who would maybe not be au fait with what Brayhead are or what they're trying to do. But no, the reaction has been superb. I've taken a few people along from in here and it's gone down really well. Took our former editor along the game that we sponsored at the start of the season to watch Fife beat Brayhead. So I think was it 7-1? I think it was 7-0 at one point.
We don't talk about that. We don't talk about
that. Yeah, we're not talking about that. But my editor at the time turned around and looked at me and was like, it's not normal like this, is it? I'm like, no, honestly, it's not normal like this. But, you know, that game was a homecoming game, and even the result was catastrophic. It was still a brilliant advert, and he still came away going, no, I can see why you bang on about this so much and why you're keen for us to still have that affiliation with it. It's a great product for us, and I think as I said to you already, Craig, I believe it is mutually beneficial, and it's just trying to find a way that works for both of us.
And of course, this season you've been running the icebreaker column, a different player featured every week. And the one big question the fans always ask is, why isn't this online? It's always available in print. Just to confirm that, why do it that way?
There's a couple of reasons for it, you know, but in this day and age when everything is made available online, I mean, Evening Times, pretty much the entire sports section is put online, the Herald, everything is put online, although it's behind a paywall. It is basically something that we are looking to try and add value to the newspaper. We are ultimately, as much as I'm talking to you about Facebook accounts and what have you, we are still ultimately a newspaper, and that's where a vast majority of our revenue stream comes from, and it's trying to add value to that paper, you know, and that's what it's about. From a business model point of view, that's what it's about, is trying to sell more newspapers. You get more advertising, you get more, and more money comes in. But if sport can add value to the paper that makes somebody think, you know what, I'm going to go and buy that newspaper today because I want to read that, then we've done our job. You know, that's probably the main reason behind it. That if we can give something to the paper that has unique content, which is what everybody wants, you know, it's exclusive content, and it's also giving Brayhead a profile, we would like to think people would want, who are affiliated with the club, have them close to their heart, would support that, and would every Wednesday go and buy a copy of the Evening Times for, I'm going to show myself up here, 60 pence, 65 pence, would go and buy it and would support it and would like it, because we are doing our, you know, it's not tokenism. We do value Brayhead a lot, and there's no other, at the moment we have a Rangers columnist and a Celtic columnist, and we've got Brayhead, that's it. There's nothing for Partick Thistle, St Mirren, Motherwell, Glasgow Warriors, you know, so they're one of an elite few. Who get a column in the paper, and we'd like to think the Brayhead fans would recognise that and would go along and support it and would read it. That's ultimately it. We had talked about putting them online. I think a couple of them have been as just kind of tasters of here's what you could have, but ultimately, you know, it's about driving, encouraging people to look at our product, look at the paper, and have that as something that they would want to come back to. And if having Brayhead on a Wednesday adds on 10, 15 people a season, pick that, start reading an Evening Times that don't at the start of the season, then it might keep me in a job for an extra year or two. But you know, I'd like to think that it offers something different, and it adds a little bit of exclusivity to the paper.
And just get your thoughts on the team as a whole this year. Obviously, results haven't lied. The league table position certainly doesn't lie, Scott. From a media point of view, what have you made of the Clan season this year?
Very up and down, as you know. It's been down rather than up, but you know, it was always going to be a little bit like that, I think, and that's not a slight on John, but this was always going to be a transitional season. If I'm sure one time when we had Gareth in with John at the start of the season doing a Facebook Live, he actually said that himself, you know, that John's here for a long haul, it's part of a long term project, it's not a quick fix. And having Ryan, who, you'll correct me, I think was here for about 4 years, that continuity, which is what Brayhead needed at the time. The downside of that is when that continuity eventually breaks and interrupts, it isn't a seamless transition. It was never going to be a seamless transition. And it was always going to take time for, especially the way the recruitment process is in the Elite League, where a lot of players are coming from North America, who may have never been here before, or the coaches haven't seen that much of them in the flesh. You're going off scouting videos and agents and word of mouth a lot of the time until you actually get the guys here. It was always going to be a couple of teething problems, but I think that the most important thing for Brayhead is just to make it into the playoffs, which they're on course to do. If they can get into the playoffs, then I don't think anybody can grumble. I know that winning the conferences was always a big thing for the guys at Brayhead, purely because the trophy is ginormous. But there was always an element of kudos attached to that for me. Maybe the kind of football fan. That your eyes are on the prize at the end of the season, and for me, that's getting to the playoffs. Obviously, there's the seedings and things that come into it. But I think if they finally make it into the playoffs, and can get their act together and pull off a shot, then it'd be fantastic to have them, everybody down at Nottingham again for the playoff final this weekend. I know the accreditation for it came out the other week, which caught my eye. It's going to be difficult. I mean, you want to be going in a little bit of run of form. Undoubtedly, the form, I think, has picked up over the last couple of months. It's certainly not what it was at the start of the season. It is getting better. There are good results. It's a shame it couldn't have been a 4-point weekend at the weekend there, but you know that there's signs that the team are picking up points against people above them in the league and away from home as well, which is encouraging. And you know, if they can just manage to start ticking over and turn those little narrow defeats into maybe going to overtime and getting a point here, or turning that into a win and getting an extra point there, certainly a playoff place is not beyond them. And if they can get that, then all bets are off after that. You just never know, as we saw against Dundee last year in the playoffs. You know, everybody would have fancied Brayhead heavily going into that. There was a lot of momentum behind Clan, you know, I thought going into there, and Dundee completely wiped the floor with them, it has to be said. But on Saturday night and the Sunday night, they were convincing winners. But I do think the Brayhead, there's enough talent in the team and enough standards that I've seen that I think they will be fine if they manage to just get a little bit of consistency.
Evening Times Head of Sport Scott Mullen joining us on Clan Chat. That's it for Clan Chat this week. Don't forget to pick up your tickets for Saturday's game against Fife Flyers. Face off at 7pm, so check out brayheadclan.com. Operation Playoffs getting underway. For other news around the club, like the official Facebook page or follow us on Twitter and Instagram at Brayhead Clan. My thanks to John Tripp, Brendan Brooks and Scott Mullen for their time, and my thanks to you for listening and downloading. You've been listening to Clan Chat, sponsored by Wellwood Communications. That's all for this edition, and we'll see you for Operation Playoffs starting this Saturday. Bye for now.